In two orders issued yesterday, a unanimous court turned down a request from Van Hollen's office that justices immediately reinstate the voter ID law ahead of the election. The court said only that it wouldn't grant the appeals now because briefs in one of those cases have yet to be filed. In theory, those briefs could be filed by the end of October, and the court could rule to reinstate the voter ID law less than a week before Election Day. Republican Attorney General J.B. Van Hollen said he might ask the court to do just that if he gets the chance.
We can't completely control what the appellate courts are going to do, so we're not certain of the timing. We're going to look at all our options. It's still my intention to move this case along as rapidly as I can, or these cases. It's our job to try to uphold the laws passed by the state of Wisconsin and to do so with all due diligence, and we're going to continue to do so.
But for now, Van Hollen says he's disappointed. This is the second time this year the Department of Justice has asked the court for an expedited appeal of this case, and the second time the court has said no.
The fact that they didn't take it up the first time surprised me, disappointed me, surprises me and disappoints me even now, more so because of the fact that they have so much more information to work with.
A lawyer for the NAACP, one of the plaintiffs in these cases, said yesterday he thought it unlikely that the court would change course and reinstate voter ID less than a week before the election. And former Supreme Court Justice Jeanine Gieske said she thought the reason the court issued yesterday's orders publicly was to let people know the law would remain on hold this November. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.